Walt Diptula Road Rage, we are back. You know what, Ramona? Let's do another. We're on a run of polls. Let's do another. How many transfer portal players will Clemson add for 2026? And the choices will be, we have what? We have eight choices?
Yeah.
Okay. Choice A will be zero. Choice B will be two. Choice C will be five. Choice D will be eight. There's no rhyme or reason to these. Choice E will be 10. And choice F will be 12 or more, 12 plus. All right. So you have some major road rage poll questions. Go to the website, theroarfm.com. Participate. Answer there. Answer there. Don't tell me on air. Again, we benefit when you go to our website, too. That's just the straight truth. So we'd like you to participate. So go to our website and answer those questions. They all seem pretty pertinent. These questions are certainly on my mind right now. I mean, to be honest, I'm already looking ahead. I know everyone's geeked up still about Clemson, South Carolina, as am I. But I'm also looking ahead. I'm looking ahead to hopefully brighter days and brighter times and more wins and better play all the way around and better quarterback play and better everything. I'm hoping for those things. And I think it starts at quarterback. And oh, by the way, the market apparently has already been set. It was sort of posted the other day, and I forget who I credit them, but I can't remember who posted this. But Sam Leavitt apparently is going to command $3 million in the transfer portal. If that's your mark for what quarterbacks are worth in the transfer portal, then there are going to be guys who are worth more than that. Because Leavitt did not have a good year. Now, if you go back 2 years, he would look great, but he did not have a good year this year. And so if he's still worth $3 million, there's also been a suggestion that Dillingham could be the leading candidate at LSU. I don't know if that's true, but what are we talking about then? Are we talking about Dillingham and Leavitt as a team going to LSU? I mean, that'd be interesting. I don't know how good it would be, but it'd be interesting. I'm not sure. But listen, we can only make guesses right now. I can't wait to see the portal start to fill up and see the actual names and be able to discuss things in a more concrete manner. But the reality is that I think there are, I've already given like 13, 14 names of potential transfer quarterbacks. And I've given everybody from Cutter Bowley to, east to west, north to south. I've given guys all over to Brown at South Florida, depending on whether you're looking for a long-term solution or whether you're looking for a bridge guy. Georgia Heath and then Robert in Georgia. Georgia Heath. Heath, how are you?
What's going on? Well, it's been a few weeks.
Yeah, right? Welcome back, Heath. Good to have you.
Sorry, man. Just been busy. I actually had two questions for you, brother. Yeah. First one, obviously, I want to talk about Georgia, but the first question I had, the Virginia Tech hire. My initial thought was, you know, hey, this is a really good hire for Virginia Tech, but I also don't know the background with their recruiting. I don't know about their demographics. I don't know anything about their financial situation with the NIL and the portal, you know, available. I don't know any of that stuff. So do you think that Virginia Tech will be able to make an immediate impact with Franklin as a hire next year in the ACC?
This is a brilliant question, Heath, because this gets right to the nut and bolts of the whole matter, because it's not just about the head coach. It's about the whole system. It's about the top down. It's about the president. It's about the funding. It's about everything. And Virginia Tech has indicated that they are willing to go far deeper than they have. So I think that bodes well. But that's the part of the equation that I can't really answer today. And you're 100% right. What I can tell you is that on the surface, I think this is a brilliant hire by Virginia Tech. I think it's the best hire of the cycle. I think it will remain the best hire of the cycle. I think this is the guy that LSU and Florida should have gone after, Florida State as well. because this guy is a proven winner. I don't have to like him. I don't like him. I don't want to, I wouldn't, you know, if I had children, I wouldn't want him babysitting my children. That's just the reality. But in terms of whether I think he's a great football coach, I do. And I think he's going to bring all of that stuff. The first thing that's going to happen at Virginia Tech, I think you even saw it today in that lead up to that presser with the Sandstorm playing. I think the first thing that's going to happen is it's going to bring the people back. It's going to not just bring them back, it's going to invigorate them. It's going to give them hope again. And that alone will make it tougher on the opposition. But I think Franklin is going to turn Blacksburg into a black hole for the opponents where nobody goes there and wins anymore but Virginia Tech. I think that's what's going to happen. And from a Penn State standpoint, not only did you lose a guy who was winning 11.33 games a year the last 4 years he coached
there.
That's crazy. It is. It's insane. And won 13 games his last year there. Not only did you lose that guy, I don't think they had the foresight to even think about the fact that Franklin could wind up at Virginia Tech, which is one of their chief geographic competitors from a recruiting standpoint. So Franklin's not only is he not at your school, he's moved right down the road. Now he's going to recruit the same corridor for the same players that he was bringing to Penn State. I don't know how well that bodes for Penn State.
Good job, Penn State.
Yeah,
great job.
Exactly. Just invincibly stupid. Yep.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I agree with you. So, Walt, if you would have told me preseason that the Georgia Bulldogs would be 9-1, probably 99% chance of 10-1 going into Rivalry Week.
Yep.
Top four in the country ranked, I would probably tell you, man, we are just skating through to the SEC championship, and we're just going to have a top seed in the, or at least a higher seed in the playoffs. Walt, there's still this little buzzing sound in my ear, and it's those stinking Yellow Jackets. And while I know that I know that has no implications on SEC championship. I mean, honestly, we don't even control our own destiny in the SEC championship anyway, so it's kind of irrelevant. But as far as seeding goes in the playoffs,
yep.
I'll be honest with you. I'll be 100% honest with you, Walt. Georgia Tech does not scare me. Georgia Tech's coaching staff does not scare me.
Yeah, it seems good.
But that thing, coach, that lines up behind center every game, thing scares me.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's exactly right. I think Georgia Tech is a fairly crappy football team. I really do. And I don't even know about their coaching either. I think Georgia Tech is Haynes King and the Kingettes, and he's a danger to anybody because, you know, even the game he lost, he put up 520 yards of offense in a loss. And
and
there's no question, Heath, that he has you on his list. He's bad Santa is what he is. He's bad Santa, and he has you on his list from what happened to him a year ago and the fact that the officials screwed him a year ago. And there's no question this dude is carrying that around with him. There just isn't. You can tell. I mean, honestly, he's the guy who should win the Heisman Trophy. I mean, that Georgia Tech team is basically crap. Their defensive stop rate is like 100th. I mean, the defense is an abomination. And basically, he's got to outscore his own defense every week. And he keeps doing it somehow. And again, so I agree with you completely. I mean, if Haynes King was not the quarterback of this football team, Georgia would win this game by 60. And Haynes King is the only thing that gives you any pause at all, making you think, well, you know, you have to worry about him. I agree with you completely.
Right. So I guess my question is, do you feel, because, you know, up until a couple of weeks ago, I was in the same boat with you, Walt. I didn't matter what the record was with Georgia. I had no clue who this team was.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, do you think we've unveiled enough of an identity that where we can get past Haynes King and his hate for Georgia and his magic that he does on, you know, on the field?
I do.
Overcome. Do you think we have enough?
Yeah, I do. I think your offense is playing well enough at this point that I just think you're going to take advantage of that defense. I just don't think that defense is any good. And therefore, I even with Haynes King's magic and his will and his want to, I just can't see it. Now, if he pulls that off, then you should just friggin' these people should drive the Heisman Trophy to his house.
100%.
Yep.
100%.
Yep.
I agree with you. Thanks for getting me in, Walter.
Absolutely,
have
Heath.
A great rest of your week.
Thank you. You too, Heath. I see you there. I see you there waving your arms and everything else. Robert, hang on in there a minute or two. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm, my guy David Green. Look, I don't think I met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. I mean, you get something from the IRS and you're like scared to death no matter what it is. It's just something you don't want to deal with. So you're not trying to deal with the IRS. And maybe you haven't filed several years. And maybe that was your plan. You wouldn't file and they'd lose sight of you. That's a bad plan. Moving to Idaho, that's a bad plan as well. Living off the grid and getting eaten by a grizzly bear, all bad plans. The solution's right here. David Green, he's right here in Greenville. David will help you. David's been helping people in the upstate for over 20 years. Trust me when I tell you, he's got great options available for you. He's dealt with the IRS for over 20 years. He has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He knows all the options available so you can get your life back, whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, whether you have an audit coming up, David can help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll certainly use this program to your best advantage. Look, get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free, that's free, strategy session. 271-7940, 271-7940. Or stop by their office, Lynn McGee Street in Greenville, on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal, and you will 100%. Thank me later. They're absolutely the best, without question. And by the way, David can help you with estate planning and wills as well. And a number of people have brought up that David's helped them in that regard too. So check him out and for that as well. In addition to that, let me tell you about my friends at Burn Digital. They're more than friends. They're us, is what they are. They're the other half of us. We're the half of the duck that you see swimming above the water. They're the half that's paddling down below. Your local full-service digital marketing powerhouse, we handle everything from powerful SEO to cutting-edge digital video campaigns on both the big and small screen. With services like advanced geofencing, we reach your exact local audience, get your message seen on connected TV ads just like the pros. We understand this market. We have all the tools to make you shine. No one understands this market better than us. We're local. We're going to stay connected to you. That's one of your biggest advantages. I mean, you could go to some big company, but all you're going to get is you're going to get some initial help from them, and then they're just going to forget you exist. That's not how we do it. We are right here. We're right here with you every day. Burn Digital is a proud part of the Roar FM family, the same quality and community commitment you know from your favorite station. Combine Burn Digital with an ad campaign on the Roar for the most potent marketing strategy humanly possible. Discover how Burn Digital can make you stand out online. Go to theroarfm.com. Click on the advertising tab to contact us. I promise you, you will thank us later. Robert and Georgia Jeff, I'm going to get to you as soon as we come back. If I start you now, I'll be cutting you short. Other things on the agenda today. I want to talk a little college basketball. I want to talk a little more about these freshmen, maybe some of these teams. I think we're off to a really confusing start in college basketball, and I'm not sure it's going to get less confusing during the year. I think there are like 10 teams that can win the national title, which I don't remember ever saying. So I think that's where we are in college basketball. I want to talk about a few of those players that maybe people don't know today. And then we're going to get to the map poll, and I'll tell you who I selected as a part of the map poll and where we differed as well. So we'll have that conversation. We're also going to continue this conversation or get into it on the coaching openings and what's available. And again, I think James Franklin at Virginia Tech was an absolute coup by the Hokie Hokies, and I think you're going to see massive change at Virginia Tech over the next few years. I think the Frank Beamer era is coming back. I think that's where we're going with James Franklin and Virginia Tech. I think Blacksburg, once again, is going to become a black hole for opponents. No one's going to win there within 3 years. No one will win there except Virginia Tech. I think that's what's coming. And meanwhile, you know, these other schools are sort of lost at sea in terms of what they're going to do, and who. And every day is a new story, and who knows what actually is going to happen with any of it. And then there's one question I want to ask about Lane Kiffin that I'm not sure anyone's really addressed. We'll get to that as well. Okay, quick break. We'll be back with Robert and Georgia Jeff. You're up first.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we offer crawl space insulation and encapsulations, protecting your home from the outdoor elements as well as dust, mold, and allergens. The biggest pain point here in South Carolina is humidity, and with it comes mold. Your health is in jeopardy. We seal your crawl space and control humidity with a dehumidifier, preventing the gross crawl space air to travel through your floors and into your home, making your HVAC work overtime. Call Koala Insulation of Greenville today at 864-867-1779 to learn more.
PaceHomeCo.com's the place. Plumbing, heat, and air with a friendly face. Electrical, too, they've got your back. Ace Plumbing, Electrical, and HVAC.
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit AceHomeCo.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
For over 10 years, CompX National has trusted Industrial Motor Service to keep their operation running strong.
We've always had excellent service, whether purchasing new motors or having ours repaired. Doug and his crew are a great asset in keeping our equipment running.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades. Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
Do you hate brown or dead-looking turf in the winter? At Carolina Top Dressing, they can turn your lawn into the beautiful summer green lawn everyone loves with their turf painting service. Also, now through winter is the best time to amend your soil and establish healthy roots. Ask about the soil conditioning program to get this done. Mention you heard this ad on The Roar, and you can save 10% off any of our services. Call today, 864-999-SAND, or visit carolinatopdressing.com to get a free quote.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to Hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy, Hims.com/joy.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage. Weekdays, 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are back. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm great. I hope y'all are.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. Appreciate you.
I want to comment on your polls, but I want to get I want to get three picks in right quick. I've been trying to get these in, and yeah. I couldn't get in and didn't get to them Monday. My three-dog night to win outright picks this week. Walt, give me North Carolina State plus the 4.5 versus Florida State. Florida State, if you don't count the Alabama game, and Florida State was the home team in that game, they hadn't won a game on the road all year. And I could see Florida State going up to North Carolina State, and I think this is a Friday night, if I'm not mistaken, going up there and laying an egg. And if they do, I don't think Florida State goes to a bowl, because I don't think they're beating Florida in the swamp. And then what do you do with the head coach?
Yeah.
And all the money he's done spent.
Yeah. I don't know if you're right or wrong, Robert. I just know I wouldn't go anywhere near Florida State and NC State because I don't trust either side at all. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how you can. I mean, we just watched NC State get absolutely slaughtered by Miami. I mean, what was it, 41-0 before they scored that late touchdown?
Yeah, it was ugly.
You know, and the box score looks even worse. I mean, I think that speaks to who Miami is more than any issue with NC State. But NC State, at the very least, was a potent offense. They had issues defensively this year, but their offense was good. But against Miami, they did literally nothing. Again, maybe that speaks to the fact that Miami is really starting to come around. I don't know.
I think it does. I mean, you've said it. For I don't know how many weeks now, Miami's the best team out there. Oh, if they just had a freaking quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. if they had Cam Ward, they would without question be my pick to win the national title. I mean, without question.
Absolutely.
I think the rest of that team is plenty good enough to win the national title. It's just I still don't trust the quarterback,
and
we're gonna find out. I mean, because you know if they can get entry into the playoffs, I still think it's the one ACC team that has the potential to be dangerous. It's the one ACC team that actually can line up with the other elite teams around the country and play a competitive game. Because I'm not convinced any of the others can. None of them. I think Miami can with
the quarterback they have.
Well, but look, they're the only chance. They're the only chance the ACC has. If the ACC sends anybody to the playoff, not named Miami, I think they're going to get killed.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly. Well, give me Pittsburgh plus 2.5 at Georgia Tech. I think you're probably going to like that one.
It's a really interesting game in that, and this is part of our contest, but so I'm not going to go into it too much right now. But
right.
It's a really interesting game in that I think Georgia Tech's defense sucks, but Haynes King just wins. He just wins. It's all he does. He finds ways to win, and he overcomes like virtually everything. I mean, the last couple of weeks he's put up over 1,000 yards of offense. I mean, he's just, you know, people said, yeah, well, he can't throw. Okay, he's completing like 75% of his passes. I guess he can throw.
Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't for Haynes King, I would be betting the mortgage on this, because Pittsburgh is really good against the run.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, the reason I picked that is I think Pittsburgh has a way better defense, and that's pretty much it. Last but not least, give me UCLA plus the 10.5 versus Washington. They're at home. Nico's supposed to play. Washington's been a weird team this year, up and down, and the pickings were slim this week. So
they must be, because there's no way on God's green earth I'm taking UCLA to do anything. You may be right. I'm not touching it, Robert. I'm not touching it, but I'm definitely not taking UCLA to do anything, except apparently solve a male pattern baldness, as we explained earlier on the show. By the way, Ramon, that's when we lost about 75% of the listeners. As soon as we said that, we sent them scurrying to the internet.
to look for that
solution. Yeah.
The upstate internet probably crashed.
That's right.
As far as your polls are concerned, right quick, on South Carolina's starting quarterback, Shane Beamer better hit a home run with the offensive coordinator and not hire another friend.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't, I don't think any of those three are going to be there. So I voted for transfer portal.
Yeah. Don't dig Don Shula up.
I think he's going to hire another friend. I really do. I fully expect him to do that.
Well, you know, look, the one thing about what he said that I think maybe we've missed a little bit is, listen, the inference was clear. Shane Beamer said they're going to be in the playoffs next year. He may not have actually vocalized those exact words. The inference was crystal clear. That's what he meant. He's saying we're going to be in the playoff next year. Well, you know what? I think he says that solely based on self-preservation now, because there's a lot of negative talk about whether he should be dismissed now. So I think he's trying to head that off. But in making the comment he did, he better make the playoff next year now, because if he doesn't, then he's definitely going to be fired next year. Because,
what else can he say, Walt? I mean, I get it,
but if he doesn't achieve that next year, that line will come back to haunt him, and that'll be part of the grounds he's dismissed on. He claimed he would make the playoff.
Yeah. As far as Clemson's two questions, how many players, I can't even really answer that, because it depends on how many leave, but I just can't see Dabo going more than 8.
Okay.
And then as far as the starting quarterback presently on the roster, I voted yes, because I think Chris Denson is the quarterback. I know he's young. Yeah,
I just don't. But
Walt, he is one of those players that makes things happen. He did in high school.
Yeah, this isn't high school. This isn't. Robert, look, here's the deal. I'm not saying that Chris Denson won't be the guy at some point. I just don't think it'll be next year. I think it may be the following year. I think we even heard that from Dabo Swinney the other day. I think when he was asked about Chris Denson, I think if you listen to what he actually said, I think what he's saying is he's 2 years away.
Yeah, but is Dabo going to go out and get a one-and-done quarterback that goes against everything that he's ever done, even when he's
Yes, he is.
Stuck his toes in the water.
I know, Robert, but it's the most important position on the field. And, you know, and other people are asking me about, did Christopher Vezina play well against SMU? He did. I think he did play well against SMU. I think he played really well, especially given the circumstance, especially the fact they didn't trust him in the first quarter, and they made it all dink and dunk before they finally started letting him throw it. And he was under duress, and he stood in, he hung in, and he delivered the ball, and he made throws. I'm not ruling Christopher Vezina out. I think he played well. I will be shocked if Clemson does not bring in a legitimate, proven quarterback to challenge for that position. I'll be shocked. I don't mean these clipboard carriers, you know, a guy who's eventually going to be on the staff or something. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about one of the guys on my list.
Well, one last comment. I can see that, Walt, if Riley, for whatever reason, leaves on his own or gets relieved, and Dabo hires an offensive coordinator who brings his quarterback with him. I can see that. Other than that, I can't see Dabo going out there and getting a one and done at least. Walt, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Robert. Nobody said one and done. There were four freshmen on my list. Nobody said one and done, but it could be a bridge quarterback. You have to have a quarterback. It's just that simple. I mean, you have to have that position. If you don't have it, you don't matter. I'll tell you right now, this is just my view, all right? If Clemson's quarterback situation remains the same, the status quo is the same for next year, I think Clemson will be 6-6 again. That's just how I view it. I think you at least have to bring in competition. You know, look, Cade has faced no competition, none. And despite what they told us about Christopher Vezina, Cade was awful, certifiably awful the first four games of the year. And we never saw Vezina, despite being told how great he is. Georgia Jeff. Jeff, how are you, Jeff? Good to have you.
Hey, Walter, been a while.
Yeah, been a while. Exactly, Jeff. I've been here. I'm here every day.
Stay away.
Say again?
Well, you know, Georgia's been playing well when I haven't been running my mouth, so maybe it's best I just stay away.
I see.
Yeah, a reverse Ted jinx there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But a couple things I wanted to talk about. Number one, way back in the summer when I called, I was not sold on Gunnar Stockton. His slow release, all that stuff. I just, you know, I didn't feel like he could be a guy that could lead Georgia, you know, too far. But I'm just calling in to say I was so wrong on that, man. One of the worst predictions I've ever made, ever. I'm amazed at how well this guy's progressed throughout the season. Your thoughts on Gunnar? I haven't really heard
Gunnar. I think he has a chance to get invited to New York for the Heisman ceremony. I think he's had that type of year. I mean, he's made a lot of big plays. He's demonstrated leadership and toughness. He has all the intangibles that Carson Beck doesn't have. Does he throw a pretty ball? No. Does he need to? No. The ball gets there. He's made all the throws a college quarterback has to make, and he just does it with a toughness and a leadership that Carson Beck lacked, sorely lacked. So I think that he's the story of Georgia's season more than anything else. I think the receivers are part of the story, but I think Carson Beck is I think Gunnar Stockton is the story. And then I think part of the rest of the story is Mike Bobo, the oft-criticized Mike Bobo, who I think has been brilliant all year.
Yeah, well, you know, Gunnar and Bobo look pretty good when you actually have an offensive line that can block for a change. You know, offensive line's been fantastic this year. You know, it's funny. I heard you the other day talking about culture fits with coaching hires and stuff like that. You know, the quarterback position at Georgia fits Gunnar so much. He is a Georgia guy through and through. And maybe that's what Georgia needs. They just need a guy like that to be quarterback. And for LSU, they got to go somebody from that region, right? I mean, they can't continue to play these games. They need a culture fit down there at LSU, right?
No, I don't think so. I mean, they had the ultimate culture fit in Ed Orgeron. Which would you prefer, Ed Orgeron or Nick Saban? Which one was the culture fit?
True. That's true.
I think you just need a good coach. If you get a good coach, he'll fit the culture. Now, I don't mean the fake, phony way that Brian Kelly tried to, you know, me and my family.
Right.
I'm not talking about that crap. I'm talking about somebody who just legitimately wants to coach and win football, and he fills his assistant positions with guys who are from the region and who know the recruiting turf and that type of thing. That's what Nick Saban did. And I think any real coach would do that again. I think Brian Kelly was as poor a fit for the culture as they could possibly have chosen in hindsight.
Agreed. Hey, I'll leave you with this, Walt. Don't look now, but Mr. Coach Mike White has introduced the 40 Minutes of Hell in Athens. Fun basketball team to watch.
There you go. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, thank you. Hey, let me tell you about Yoders. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoders offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. You've heard from Bengal John and Rudy and others about Yoders. I get texts all the time on how Yoders is the best because, well, they are. Yoders Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. Departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, and more, engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinets, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from all the competition. They're your one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. Visit the showroom. Check it out. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard in Fairplay, 864-972-3003. That's 864-972-3003. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Hours Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5. Friday, 7 to 4:30. Saturday and Sunday close. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoders Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. Butch, you can get back in. People always complain you can't get in. You can get in right now. 654-7627. That's the number. Quick break.
Death Valley will host its final football game of the 2025 season on Saturday as the Clemson Tigers will host the Furman Paladins. Kickoff is set for 4:30, which means we start the Ingalls Tiger pregame show at 10:30 a.m. live inside Burton Gallery. Then, Tiger Tailgate Show takes over with Faxon and his crew. Don, Tim, and Reggie have the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's football in Clemson, it's here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa 13 years in a row.
How can you make her holiday truly special? By giving some Christmas magic from Turner's Jewelers. The perfect necklace, earrings, or watch will make her season bright. Choose from a variety of breathtaking collections. Or melt her heart with a spectacular Turner's custom jewelry design. Of course, Santa could decide to leave a dazzling engagement ring under the tree. Your special holiday begins at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
Get ready to rock! The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again, is crashing into the Walhalla Performing Arts Center Friday, November 21st. Experience the Prince of Darkness like never before, with all the hits, all the energy, and all the madness you love. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again. Tickets are flying fast at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this night of heavy metal mayhem.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7 so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at Quo.com/sports. That's Quo.com/sports to try Quo free. QUO.com/SPORTS.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. Hand-select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it deep, down long, there's Wesco, catches it at the 40, off the race, and he goes, touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Tip Tula Road Rage, we are back. Butch and Matthew, I will get to you in 1 second. Ramona, I would like you to reboot the poll questions, and if there are any responses, actually just reboot the questions for the moment. We'll get back to answers in a minute. I'll have you do that in 1 second. Let me tell you about Iron Drive. Working with a locally family-owned company and business, 15 years. Jake's dad started the company. Jake Wilson runs it today. Just great people. In fact, you want to know the kind of people you're doing business with. Jake and his company donated a two-car garage floor coating as part of the Tigers for Tatas campaign, which I auctioned for $2,500. So that's the kind of people you're talking about. But that doesn't mean alone that you would want them to do your garage. This does. They have the most five-star Google reviews in their industry. Why? Well, it's the people and it's the quality of the equipment. See, it turns out, not so surprisingly so, that the quality of any floor coating job from a longevity standpoint is directly related to the quality of the equipment that lays the floor down. Shocker, eh? 12 in-stock color options, limitless custom colors. If you can dream it up, they can make it. Go to irondrivegaragechores.com for a free estimate to schedule their services. Decorative epoxy coating insulation. Why epoxy? It's the only thing that lasts in the humidity of South Carolina. Easy to clean, extremely durable, transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their incredible gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio, the same wooden cover in your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighbor you live in. They do commercial installation as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate to schedule their services. And of course, let them know we sent you. Lifetime adhesion warranty, guaranteed as long as you own your own home. How about that? Just another added benefit of Iron Drive. To the phones. Oh, Ramona, reboot that first before we go to the phones.
You mean to just read all the questions?
Yeah, the questions and possible answers.
Okay. Is Clemson 2026 starting quarterback presently on the roster? The answers are yes and no. Yes has 32.3% and no has 67.7%.
Ooh, see, that's a higher number than it was before. That's what I thought. All right.
Okay, the next one is, who is South Carolina's starting quarterback going to be next year? The answers are Lenore Sellers, 22.2, Aaron Nolan, 16.7, Cutter Woods, 38.9, or a transfer portal player.
You know, I wondered what the response would be on Cutter Woods, so there we have it.
And the last question is, how many players will Clemson get from the transfer portal? Two got nothing. Five got 10%, eight got 30%, 10 got 50%, and 12 plus got 10%.
So 10 is the target number according to the people participating in the poll. Go to the roarfm.com and participate in the polls. There's something for everybody there. Butch, how are you, Butch? Good to have you.
All right. Well, how are you doing,
good,
buddy?
Good, Butch. Thank you for getting in.
I don't know what's going on with my phone right now. I got your radio station in here, and on the phone at time, too. Let's do this.
Butch, I'm going to put you on hold because I can't. I don't know what's going on. I thought you sounded fine at first, but then it started getting funky, and I just don't know what's going on. Let me tell you about Underdog. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties are back, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is simple. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, steals, assists, more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Man, I love Underdog. I love playing. I've played probably like six sports on Underdog, and I love all of it. I don't care what season it is. Every season is something a little bit different. One of the reasons I really love live NBA, in-game NBA, is because I can steer. And I have an idea how the game is going already. I know who's hot, who's not. Now, you have to be quick with the live in-game because the numbers change constantly. So you have to be quick. It's a much more active way to play. I play it both ways. I love it both ways. I don't care. Underdog just makes it all a little better, all a little bit spicier. I mean, I came dangerously close to winning $6,200 on a $50 play this weekend. Dangerously close. Like too dangerously close. Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. So go do that. Play $5, you get $100. How about that? That's promo code ROADRAGE, bonus entries. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms. _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit www.ncpgambling.org. You'll 100% thank me later. Are we trying Butch again, Ramona? All right, let's try Butch again. Butch!
Hey, Walt, man. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Really. That's better.
That's modern technology at its finest, man.
There you go.
Hey, you know, you asked me a question yesterday about the Tulane coach.
Yeah.
And I forgot that, you know, I Google searched a couple weeks ago, and I told you about coaches. that Google said would be a good fit at the time for South Carolina.
Okay.
Well, Tulane's coach popped up as being the perfect fit.
Oh, how about that?
For South Carolina. And it said, I think if I read correctly, he's got ties to South Carolina, and it would be good recruiting for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think that hire would make sense if South Carolina was to go in a different direction. I'm still not sure that's going to happen, Butch.
Well, I don't know what that fool's thinking about talking about they're going to go whatever next year and being whatever. It'll be by another coach. Hopefully, Tulane's new coach, because his ass will be gone. I'm sorry, man.
That's too funny. So in other words, he might be watching South Carolina make the playoffs next year, but he won't actually be the coach of the team.
That's right. He might be wearing his shirt.
That's too funny.
Eating some of that Duke's mayonnaise he got poured on.
Yeah, you might be right, Butch. I don't know what the sentiment is at South Carolina regarding him. I have a feeling he's going to be back, though, Butch.
Well, I heard, I don't know who it was, what show, I think it was this morning, one of them guys said he wouldn't make it past the second month if he started doing what he's doing again. But, man, all I know is he's worried, talking about, you know, that for next year. And you ain't even got an offensive coordinator. How you going to do that, Walt?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think now...
How you make promises to people like that, and you ain't got nothing?
I think right now his focus needs to be the upcoming games and the Clemson game specifically. He has some...
Correct.
Yeah. He has some money in the bank on the Clemson recent series. And quite honestly, if South Carolina wins that game... then I think he's definitely be back. If South Carolina loses
that's what's going to hurt us.
See, I wondered if there are going to be South Carolina people who actually want South Carolina to lose that game just getting rid of him now.
I don't want them to lose that game. No, okay. Never. Okay. Never in a million years.
All right.
But the unfortunate thing about it, the reality is what you just said. Especially if he smokes them this year somehow, you know, they come out and play like they did against A&M. And he just absolutely smokes them. Everybody's going to be like, oh, yeah, Shane Beamer. And I'm going to be like, nope, you got to go.
Yep, I get it, Butch. Good talking to you, as always. It's really sort of an interesting dilemma. I don't know what the answer is. I do think if South Carolina beats Clemson, I think he'll definitely be back. If South Carolina were to lose by 20 or something, then I'm not so sure. I don't think his status is exactly secure right now. I don't know. From a financial standpoint, I'm not sure. If I had to guess, though, like just put a percentage on it, I think it's 75% that he's back. I just think that you know, first of all, not everybody can fire their coach. Someone actually has to coach all these teams. And we have just too many openings right now without adding your name to the list. It's not a good time to fire a coach. There are just too many guys already been fired and too many openings exist out there. And then you get in this issue of pecking order and where South Carolina fits in it. And I think you'd have to go down a ways to get to South Carolina. I don't know exactly where. I'd put South Carolina above Arkansas, although Arkansas has proven they're willing to spend money, at least as far as basketball is concerned. But I'd put South Carolina above Arkansas, and I'd probably put South Carolina above Oklahoma State. But, you know, I don't know about that pecking order. So I think that's one issue. You know, on the Kiffin front, I can't remember how many transfer players Florida brought in. But one of the things I would be curious about, you know, we talk about Kiffin's excellence at Ole Miss. He has been good at Ole Miss. But he's been good at Ole Miss at a time period where he could swap out 25 players a year, which he's done. He's actively swapped out 25 players a year. Can he do that everywhere else? I mean, LSU last year had like 19, so they went high. But what about at Florida? Can he do that at Florida? I'm not so sure. I don't really think he can. So that leads to other questions in my mind. I mean, yes, he's won, but how is he won? He's won solely on the back of transfer portal players. In other words, can he actually recruit high school players? Where's the evidence that he can recruit high school? Or is it just that he's got a system there that he can raid the transfer portal and get whatever he wants? And if he doesn't have that, is he still the same coach? I mean, he's failed three other places. Let's not forget that, including the Raiders. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water under the home can damage the foundation. Rot wood in beams and joists cause mold and mildew. Contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. That's no good. You don't want your kids or you breathing bad air. It's not good. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. They just get worse. So call my friends at Canty today. They're the absolute best. 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior or interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. Just call my friends at Canty. They will help you. 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y. So is Lane actually a great recruiter, or is he just completely reliant on the transfer portal? Because I think the truth is he's completely reliant on that portal. I don't know what that means elsewhere, especially at Florida. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
You ask QC Kinetics for more pain treatment options, more affordable relief. You've asked for more flexibility, and they've listened. So starting now, your joint pain is a scale of 5 or is it a 10? Maybe you're a weekend warrior, a pickleball, or a golfer, or a runner, and you just need to get that joint pain. You've had it for years. Maybe you're facing surgery. However, they've got all kinds of new treatments as well. So flexible regenerative treatments now, scalable options for you. If you have minor issues, they're there to help you. Major issues, they're there to help you. You're going to love QC Kinetics. They're going to meet you wherever you are right now with the telemedicine, the consultation there. It's all easy. Don't go underneath the knife. Don't do more drugs. Get it done and get it done right. QC Kinetics is helping more people than ever with